Thanks, Mikey. A very good morning to you from the sports team. We start off with cricket. India proved far too strong for the Proteas in their opening T20 international at the Kingsmead Stadium last night. Now, the visitors romped to a convincing win by 61 runs to take a 1-0 lead in the four-match series. India scored 202 for 8, while South Africa only managed 141 all out. India's star batsman Sanju Samson scored a brilliant 107 off just 56 balls, while South Africa's Heinrich Klaassen and Ryan Rickelton could only manage 24 and 21 respectively. The next game in the series is tomorrow at St. George's Park. And then, hold on.
You're still struggling after the cricket loss. Yeah, it just took your breath away. Sanju
really
Samson and correct your plans.
But they did, didn't they? Don't distract me with this nonsense. And then let's go to some rugby. The Springboks lose forward. Kwagga Smith will earn his 50th test cap when the Springboks line up against Scotland at Murrayfield on Sunday, which is tomorrow. Franco Mostert and Argie Snyman return after long spells on the sidelines due to injury. Coach Rossie Rasmus named Eben Etzebeth as captain, but Sia Khaleesi starting on the bench. The bench is 7 forwards and 1 back. The team shows 11 changes to the starting team that defeated Argentina in their closing rugby championship clash in September. Jaden Hendricks starts at scrum off with Andre Pollard at 10. And then over to some football to close. Liverpool boss Arne Slot. Liverpool boss Arne Slot insists no one within the club is getting carried away with their impressive start to the season. Now, victory at home to Aston Villa later means they will go into the international break top of the Premier League.
The only expectations I have is that they work every day as hard as they can to get their habits, and that's the only thing we focus on. I'm not asking them to win every game. I am hoping them they do. What I do ask from them is that they put the effort in on a daily basis.
Defeat at Anfield would allow Manchester City the chance to overtake them, but the defending champions have lost 3 games in a row ahead of their match with Brighton. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.